Hello.
You have reached
Hello.
emergency roadside assistance. My name is Dalen. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. Actually, not roadside assistance. I locked my keys in the car.
Okay. What is your first name, sir?
Mike Piazza, T-I-A-Z-Z-A.
You said T-I-A?
P as in Peter, I as in India, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, Z as in Zebra, A as in Apple.
So P-I-A-Z-Z-A?
P-I-A-Z-Z-A, yes.
And your last name again?
That is my last name, Piazza.
That's oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry. Right.
For any reason, if this call is dropped, the callback number would be 562-968-8928.
Yes. What address do you have on file?
I would not be able to tell you that as of now. I have to keep going. Also, would you like to receive text updates, sir?
Yeah, to open my car, yes, please. Locksmith, whatever you want to call it.
All right, give me one moment.
Dordez, let me ask you a question. Why the fuck would you come in here and start another mess when you already see my shit out here?
Over there.
There's tables. There's all kinds of stuff. Do you see I have everything laid? Do you see I have things laid out? That means I'm utilizing this room. That means stay out. That means don't bring that crap in here. Bring that crap outside and work in a nice, clean place. Hello? That's good. Thanks. I got another one. I don't know. No, you weren't touched. Okay? When you see shit out like this, that means I'm using the room. No. Just because you don't use that much of the toilet doesn't mean you shit on the same spot.
Okay, Mike. I got it. Okay, I'll get my
respect and it's called privacy.
I didn't just know you.
How about if I had a big dildo on you? Well, what? You just walk right in the room? Jesus Christ, man. No, you forgot to use manners.
I'm sorry, I went to change my...
Yeah, all you have to do is go get two things. Two pieces of paper. Not that. Not leave your bike. Not make yourself forward. Two pieces of paper you're supposed to get. That's all you needed. Now you have no bike. my fault. I'm the one that woke up late. I'm the one that didn't wake you up. I'm not the one that didn't explain to you for 2 days that you're coming in the morning and everything has to be exactly the way it should be, like it always is when they do come in. Yeah, I had to do it all. Why did I have to do it all? Because you're in here. You were in here. Guess what? Four out of the day, because guess what? Nothing would have been moved. You know that when you come in and out, the room never moves.
All right, sir, I'm back. Hello? Hello?
Sure, the insurance is going to say, well, Mike.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm back.
Oh, my God, did you hear all that?
You want to continue to take a second? It's fine. It's fine.
I would really just like to get my car open because I have medication that is not supposed, it's supposed to be refrigerated, and, you know, I locked the keys.
I understand, sir. Let's see if we can pull up your account. What is your policy number?
I have no idea. Yeah, my wallet's in there, too. I don't think I have anything that says Fred Loya on it. Oh, boy.
You said Fred Loya?
Yeah.
Have they been, have they let y'all know that we've been having issues with Fred Loya accounts lately?
No, they told me to call this number. I just see the door open, that's all. So I don't know. I tried to explain to them that, you know, but this is the number they gave me. If it's incorrect, I'll just call them back. And I'm sorry to disturb you. Sir?
Yes, sir, I hear you. I'm going to use number that up. Say that again.
Not paying you guys?
No, it's not that. It's, whenever I have a customer that's from Fred Loya try to give me a policy number, I can never look them up. Their account never pulls up. And it's not just me, it's other agents as well. But it's only Fred Lawyer customers. It's not Fresh Acceptance or any other insurance company that we help out.
Let me see if I can go through my paperwork and try to find it for you.
Okay.
So, in numbers, that doesn't work. Nothing has to say policy on it, true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they're right down the street, too. So, T-Mobile, trash. You know what? If there were 10 girls dancing naked around me, right, I wouldn't give a shit. Because you want to know why? They didn't help me. Just one of those days where that shit don't work. And they were making it rain money on me? No, it still wouldn't work. It's messed up, huh? What kind of life you got to have that, if that messes you up?
That's crazy.
No. Fruits and vegetables? No. You know, you figure cash is taken everywhere, right? So I go to this one place, I go, I'll just take cash. Oh, sorry, sir, we don't take cash. Oh, well. Ring-a-ding-ding. Thank you very much. This is funny. I can show you a naked picture of my grandmother faster than I can get that number. Don't ask me why I have a naked picture of my grandma. That's a whole other opera. Fuck, there's my weed. I was wondering where I put that. I'm just kidding, bro. That was a good one. Where's my weed? I have a whole bag full of... Oh, yeah, there it is. It's got to be here. Adriana's insurance. I don't think that's it. Payment due. Necessary auto withdrawal. What is that? No. Does this happen all the time, or is it just with me today?
No, sir. I didn't have to tell like a lot of Fred Lawyer customers, but basically, from what I've seen, that's happened. Even if we do change the channel, it still doesn't work. I've tried first names, last names, VIN numbers, phone numbers, zip codes, all that. But also,
My zip code is 90640.
All right. But also, when we did actually get an agent from Fred Lawyer, while I was also on the phone and the customer, we tried the policy number again, and then I end up trying to get in touch with one of my supervisors, and they basically told me just the only thing you can do as of right now is offer them out of pocket expense, and that's solely because
I got it.
All
okay. Right. I hope this is for the right. Mike Piazza, okay. Oh, Ford. Does it really matter, or is it all the same policy?
Say that again, sir.
So the policy number is 724-344-24868.
Hold on, sir. That was 272434.
No. It's 724-344-424-4868.
I'm just waiting. No, sir, that policy is there. So you have that policy with this.
All right, sir, he did not pull up.
That's what I figured. That's what I just figured. So do you need the, you need that to bring that up to call the truck, right?
Yes, sir.
And then how much is it without it?
I wouldn't know until we continue.
And then I'll just get reimbursed later on, or no, it doesn't work that way?
I feel like it varies. Honestly, I don't necessarily feel like you would be able to get reimbursed under this because, yes, you do have an account, but you're not able to get into your account as of right now. So if that was the case about the reimbursement consideration, then that would make no sense for you, you know, like, that wouldn't make sense because if that was the case, then you should still be covered instead of coming out of pocket and then waiting for your policy to actually pull up your account and then you actually use your benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm going to have to call you back because I have a stack of crap here.
Okay.
Let me call you back. Thank you so much for your time, your cooperation.
No problem.